The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. But I don't want to go among mad people, Alice remarked. Oh, you can't help that, said the cat. We're all mad here. I'm mad, you're mad. How do you know I'm mad, said Alice. You must be, said the cat, or you wouldn't have come here. Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland. When we originally agreed to do a two-minute segment on the economics of the scrap recycling industry with 1320 WILS, we thought we had gone mad. What do we have to talk about? I'll be out of material after four episodes, I exclaimed. And yet, here we are, at the one-year anniversary. The year has flown by, and Scrapponomics has continued to grow. I look forward to year two. One main goal of Scrapponomics is to turn common belief about recycling on its head, to highlight misconceptions about scrap recycling and explain how it works economically when it's done cost-effectively. But who cares? Why do this at all? While recycling may be fashionable today, it's been around for a very long time. As technology has advanced through the years, so has the process for recovering the valuable commodities that are handled at places like Friedland. This means the ability to recycle economically has only continued to increase over time. The thing is, misconceptions, and quite frankly, political agendas, about recycling have increased as well. This is why we feel it's important to not only understand the economic side of recycling, but to continuously raise questions about it. Join us as we continue to talk about scrap, debunk misnomers in the recycling world, and continue to question, question, and question again. We thank you for your support through year one. Here's to year two. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, Understanding the Fundamental Economics of Recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.